Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Kim Zolciak and her soon-to-be ex-husband Croyd Bierman are currently living in the same Georgia home as they battle it out in court over child support and custody of their kids, RadarOnline.com has learned. According to sources close to the situation, Kim and Croyd totally hate each other. It's going to be a heck of a fight. Another insider said the two are actively avoiding each other while inside the pad. As we first reported, Croy asked the court to kick Kim out of the home they shared during the marriage, the same property the couple narrowly avoided losing to foreclosure last year. Croy said Kim should leave immediately and not be allowed to return. As we previously reported, the couple filed dueling divorce petitions on March 5th after 12 years of marriage. Both are asking the court to award them child support for their four minor kids, Croy, Cash, Kaya, and Kane. In addition, Croy demanded primary custody of the children. He accused Kim of causing them financial ruin with her online gambling. He pleaded with the court to force Kim to submit to a psychological evaluation. Croy accused Kim of spending substantial time and marital funds on gambling and other games of chance. He said this compulsion has financially devastated the parties. Kim's time is so consumed with online gambling that she is unable to properly care for the children. Croy claimed to be concerned for their children's safety and well-being. He wants Kim to be evaluated to determine if she has any underlying mental issues such as depression, anxiety, narcissistic personality disorder, bipolar disorder, ADD, or anything else. The move came days after Kim demanded Croy submit to a drug test. She claimed to have witnessed him smoking marijuana. Kim wrote that she has seen Croy smoking marijuana, and she has serious concerns for the safety and well-being of the minor children while in Croy's care. She is fearful that the children will be exposed to Croy's drug use. A judge has yet to rule on either motion.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.